Hello to my audio family. I am Miss Tia from the Miss Tia and Robin Show. And ooh, don't I have a special program for you today. One of my guests that I always wanted to come and sit down with me to have the conversation. So listen, the next voice you will be hearing is the voice of my very special guest. Stay tuned. Hello, young lady.
Hi.
Hello, young lady.
Is it on? Don't
cut it. I think it's on. Thank you. I was telling the people before we came on that you are one person that I always love to sit down and have a conversation with. I don't think I want to reveal you like on a personal level to everybody. Can we keep it like a mystery?
Anonymous.
Anonymous? Do you want to make up a name for yourself? I think that would be cool. Yeah, because I'm the type of person that I like the suspense.
You want to say Young Prophet?
Oh.
Young Prophet.
Okay. You know, that's a big name.
Young Prophet.
Yeah, that's a big name.
Young Prophet. I like Young Prophet. I can actually break it down. Why Young Prophet? If that makes sense, we could just go off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like Young Prophet because I say on a daily basis that I am a young prophet in the making, you know?
Hmm.
And then some people might not understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to understand that. You're very smart.
Listen.
But, yeah.
Okay, I like that. You know, I'm the kind of person, I love to sit with the youth. Now I realize why Madonna and a lot of the people enjoy the youth. You know, you guys are really the next moment, mm-hmm. the next move, the next push. Yes. For the earth. Like, do you believe that, like, do you hear a lot of people say that the youth is important, right? You hear that a lot,
well,
right?
Yeah. Whitney Houston, you know, I'm very old.
Icon.
Whitney Houston even said, the children are our future. She believed that the children are our future. So, and she said that, like, what was that? Was that in the
80s?
So that was like 8, 9, 10. That was like 40, I want to say.
Whoa.
Almost 40 years ago.
Well, you know,
40-something years ago. So, you know it's real.
Well, you know, I was born in 81, so I'm an 80s baby. And so crazy that you said that Whitney Houston was my favorite artist. Who's your favorite artist?
When you ask that,
mm-hmm.
what era, what time? Because I can go all the way back. I can, let's see.
So
I can stay in this era,
uh-huh.
and then I can go all the way back.
Of all times.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm. Favorite artists of all time. Let's do this. Let's do it like this. Genre. Can we do it that way?
Hip-hop. Of all time.
Listen. Of all times, which genre? Let's start with R&B. Favorite artists of all times. The genre is R&B.
I have two for R&B.
It's not fair. I need you to choose one.
Oh my gosh.
Your favorite artist in R&B of all times. Mine is Whitney. Who's yours?
Mine is Brandy. But I love Whitney though. I love her. But I gotta go with Brandy Norwood. I love Brandy.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it's very few can mount up to that one. You know, that's an icon too.
Yeah.
That's an icon.
I love
as
Brandy because for some reason, I don't know, I can adapt to her.
Brandy.
From what she used to, you know, what she used to song in all her songs when she first came out, I adapted to that.
Wow.
And I can relate, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Oh, goodness. Okay, rap. Who's your favorite artist in hip-hop?
Tupac and Marsha Clark.
Tupac? out of every generation, your favorite hip-hop?
Of all time, mm-hmm. Tupac and Marsha Clark.
Okay, every right.
all time.
Okay, I think we're alike in some way. You sure you're not some kin to me? You should be. So Tupac for me. Tupac
for
is
sure.
my favorite. Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Ooh, this is a good. This uh-huh. is good. Answer it to your best abilities. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
You're very eclectic. So I hear a lot of different stuff from you. So in your rock era, all time, your best artist. Now I'm going to say this, and I'm going to help you kind of cheat. About time you was born, kind of rock and roll was kind of disappearing. So I don't think you guys got to really get the best quality of rock and roll music about time you was born. My favorite artist, rock and roll or whatever, rock music, I think No Doubt.
No Doubt.
Yeah, and that's very 90s. So yeah, yeah. When
With Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, No
yeah,
Doubt.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, are you done?
I'm good. You know, some people could go back farther, mm-hmm. but I'm just trying to say when I can remember and start appreciating it, I would say No Doubt, because I got to choose one. I got several, but if I got to choose one, it's No Doubt. About you? What do you think?
Nirvana?
Nirvana. Oh my God.
Like Kurt Cobain?
Yes. That's a classic.
If we go on rock, now I listen to them rock on a daily. Nirvana, I like them. I like Kurt Cobain. And
stuff. Let me see your mic for a minute. Let me make sure it's not. Okay, good. Wow. You know, that surprised
like that.
Me. That surprised me coming from someone so young.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Like when you listen to them,
mm-hmm.
even though Kurt Cobain said like some stuff like, what is that? Mm-hmm. What is he saying?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But it's still like his melody, his band, you know, it all falls in line. They make good music.
I don't want to skip, but let me go deep into that Nirvana thing. Because
mm-hmm.
the Nirvana, to me, because I was around that time, I was here around that time, it reminded me of the modern day hip hop. The hip hop artists, to me, kind of give a lot of the rock kind of material, the darkness. Because Nirvana, them to me, was kind of dark.
And he was.
He was very dark. And it was because of what it was going through at that time. The era, the drugs,
mm-hmm.
all of that. So
yeah,
the modern day hip hop, like the Lil Durks, the
NBA Young Boys.
The NBA Young Boys. They're very Nirvana-ish, yeah. rockish.
Emo-ish.
Emo-ish. To me, I feel like they are a cross between hip hop and rock. The new generation of hip hop. It's not just hip hop.
Right.
Oh, it looks like we got a mice. did you catch the mice? Do you need help? Okay, well, yeah. Don't worry. Maybe he got it. Okay, I'm sorry. That was crazy. You know, that's epic. You know, something's got to go crazy on the background. I want. Let me go into another genre. Country.
Mm. Oh, country.
You know, country is on a big stage right now. What do you think about country? Who is your favorite artist that you could think of from country? You know, to me,
of your time,
man. Because that's all time for you.
Honestly, I love Dolly.
Oh,
Dolly Parton.
The girl.
Dolly Parton is everything. I love that woman.
The GOAT, though.
My favorite song from her, you know, it's very generic, but Jolene. Oh, Jolene will always be a classic.
Yes. Because
it's funny and it's like, oh my gosh, really, Jolene?
Oh my God. Have you been here before? For some reason, you're picking the most iconic names for your selection.
And it's more than I know, but you say I have to pick
one. You only can pick one.
So, yeah. That I listen to the most.
You know what's so crazy? You are so special because I wouldn't have never picked Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
That did not come up to me. But see, girl, I think you're wonderful.
Very old.
And Dolly,
older, like I'm talking about like in the business and making music and stuff.
Rich and also the best songwriter of her time, right?
Yeah.
Country. I'm thinking country. Did I say my country?
You said country. No,
no. Did
you
I say
your country? What's your favorite country artist of all time?
Oh, you probably don't know these.
Say
girls.
It though.
The Dixie Chicks.
I've heard of them though.
Yes.
I've heard of them before though.
And I can only pick my era. And I think the Dixie Chick, and I just heard this earlier, but the Dixie Chicks was in a situation with something like public and the media between, you know, sometimes when you're on your platform, when you start speaking out against different things, mm-hmm. you could become blackballed. And I think I just
definitely at the status that they're
that they were
that
yeah.
they're at.
Yeah,
you can't do that because you're not. You know,
yeah.
honestly, you're not considered as a regular person no more.
Right.
You got a lot of status and a lot of background behind you.
Yes.
So you coming out and saying something, excuse me?
Right.
You
know what I mean? So mine is the Dixie Chick, which I believe they was reprimanded for speaking on politics, maybe. I don't want to get too deep into it, but if I had to say my favorite country, and I got to pick one, and I know people would say Dixie Chicks, but that's my era. Dixie Chicks. Mm. I have many, but if I got to just pick, but I like that pop, that Dolly pop.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to miss a genre. So you got to help me with the music genres.
You know what's so crazy though? It's a lot of new genres coming out.
Yes.
I don't think people understand.
But wait a minute.
Yes.
I got to do this one.
Which one?
Gospel.
Gospel?
Do you have a favorite gospel group? This is like a main genre. This genre goes with the rest. Do you have a favorite gospel group?
What's her name? I always forget her name.
Who?
Start with an S.
Shirley Caesar?
Not her.
Okay, can I give you mine while you're thinking about yours? Because I am ready to.
I'm going to guess yours.
Okay, go.
The Clarkson.
Yes! You already knew.
The Clark Sisters. I know you love the Clark Sisters.
I love the Clark Sisters. The Clark Sisters is like the blueprint of freaking gospel music. Yeah. Even though people will fight me on that because people come before the Clark Sisters. But once again, I'm in my era. The Clark Sisters is literally the blueprint of what we see today. Go.
I'm going to be honest with you. My favorite gospel singers and... I'm going to say it first. Mary Mary.
Ooh.
But I'm going to tell you why I picked Mary Mary. When I was little, I used to have a pink, I think it was MP. It was an MP3 player. Mm-hmm. I used to have a little pink one. That was before I had a phone or anything. It was a little pink MP3 player, and it had a lot of songs on it. And Mary Mary. You know, I'm walking out that song.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was good. Mary,
it was a lot of songs. I can't even think right now, but yeah. Mary, Mary, believe it or not, I actually grew up on them. Mary, Mary. Yes. Even though I used to sing the Clark Sisters, I used to sing them all the time in church.
Exactly.
But Mary, Mary, they stood out more to me because I used to know their songs a lot when I was little, and I used to actually sing them.
Let me tell you
so
something.
I like Mary Mary.
That is a great iconic group. I don't feel that Mary Mary gets the flowers that they deserve. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, because to me, Mary Mary shuffled a new genre, not new genre, but a new wave of listening to gospel music. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like Kirk Franklin, he shuffled.
Kirk is good, right?
I could only pick one. That's why I had to go with my favorite. But Kirk too shuffled a new wave of how we listen to gospel music.
They made it like a groovy type of gospel too.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get one more gospel? And I'm breaking the rules right now.
What's another one?
I was going to say Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, but I had to pay homage.
Now, that's older. That's going back.
Oh, that's very
You're
old.
You're going back.
But I had to go back because she popped up in my spirit just now.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go back. Mahalia, oh my God.
She can sing too.
Oh my goodness. Oh, for her era at that time, that was way before me.
Yeah.
But I see the music and I see the videos and I hear it. And what an anointed woman she was, right?
Yeah.
I like.
I saw with the Mary. I'm sorry, Chris. Okay, with the song "It's the God in Me."
Yes.
That was nice too.
I'm telling you, it's Mary, Mary, ushered a new prospect of gospel music into the fold. Mm-hmm. They don't get the credit, but I like that you chose Mary, Mary.
Yeah,
that would be one of my choices as well. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go crazy, but I couldn't leave out gospel because you know I love.
Of course.
Gospel. So, what's another genre that you can think
let's
of?
Let's do house.
Ooh,
house music.
Okay.
Let's do house. I go first.
Go.
Man, house music. I know a lot of that.
Okay, you can only give one.
But if I can go house, mm-hmm. I would choose the one and only Crystal Waters.
Ooh.
I would choose Crystal Waters. Crystal yes. Waters has so many bops.
Yes.
I would choose Miss Crystal.
Oh, definitely.
We're house music now of all time. Mm-hmm. Crystal Waters, for sure.
Definitely. For sure. Definitely Crystal Waters. Like, icon. You know? Iconic. I am.
What would you choose?
Cece Peniston.
Cece Peniston. Well, she the one that sung the.
Finally.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You're right.
So if we got to go house, it's Cece Peniston.
Who sung the You got to show me love.
That's Crystal Waters.
No, that's not. No.
Yes,
that's
that is Crystal Waters.
No, that's not Crystal Waters.
Words are so easy to say. Oh,
you that's got, Crystal?
That's Crystal, honey.
I didn't know that one.
Yes. But she, Crystal.
I didn't know that.
Crystal Waters was everything. Listen to the listeners. If that's sure. Crystal Waters, leave it in the comment.
I don't think that's Crystal.
That's Crystal. I believe that's Crystal Waters.
You got let really? Me go,
do you want to Google? Where's your phone?
Love. I put my phone up.
Yes, let me Google. But talk.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Hill.
Do you know that house music is a play off disco?
I can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pump the jam, pump it up. I think that was once a disco song.
I think that's house.
Yeah, I know, but at once it was a disco song.
So that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
House
that
music
is house though.
Is like a play
right
off disco.
Right.
Do you know who was the queen of disco?
Donna Summer.
Of course.
What?
Oh my God.
You Donna kinda, Summer.
I believe you know your
Oh my gosh, I love my
music.
Donna Summer too.
How
yes.
are you so young and know so much music?
You
this
know
is
what?
Weird.
Growing up, I was always around a lot of people who love music.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents, they love music. And they always had a song playing in my ear from each time. Like, I can tell you what was the popular song from this time, this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a house full of music.
Mm-hmm.
All we did was play music and talk loud. So, you know, that's all I know. Man, I didn't say Donna Summer, but I love Crystal Waters, though. But if I could say two, I would say Donna Summer.
Wow. You know, can we do one more house music? It's still Crystal Waters, but I was going to say, you remember she did da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Yes.
One of the Gypsy Woman.
Gypsy Woman.
Crystal Waters.
When she did Pure Love.
Ooh, Pure Love. She did not do Show Me Love.
I told you.
You're right.
I forgot that woman's name.
It wasn't
Crystal Waters.
It wasn't. I think her name was...
I forgot her name.
Oh,
but she had
God,
a Def Jam
right.
one time. And when she came out, everybody was like, oh.
Is it Robin S?
I think it
is. It is. Robin S.
It's Robin S. I told you.
I'm sorry. I had to look it up. You was right.
You know what?
You're
I don't
so
know if
smart.
We can do this. I don't know if we can do this, but I kind of want to backtrack one of my answers.
Oh, of what? What genre?
Rock and roll.
What?
I can't believe I forgot her name.
Okay, what did you say for your rock and roll?
I didn't forget her name, but I kind of disrespected.
Okay, first of all.
Okay, I said Nirvana for my rock and roll.
Okay, you're changing Nirvana.
But I really want to permanently change it.
To what?
Tina Turner.
Oh!
I don't know how.
Yeah.
No, listen, listeners. Audio listeners, I don't know how I forgot Miss Turner. I don't know how I forgot her. But I had to go back to my roots. Tina
You're
Turner,
right.
I had to go back to my roots.
Oh, you know what? You had to pay homage. I like that. Tina Turner came up from the grave and said, hold up, mama.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that.
So I'm sorry.
I like that you changed
but
that.
But Nirvana's still good, though. But we're going to put Tina Turner right there.
Oh, you got to put the icon in.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. She really made that thing look good mm-hmm. from a black woman.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And being from such a little hometown.
Yeah.
What?
Nutbush.
Yes.
Is it Mississippi?
Nutbush City Limits. I think that's in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you are so young, but you know a lot of iconic people. What makes you draw to the older music? What is it that brings you to wanting to listen to that, to gravitate towards that? What is that?
Number one, the message. The message is completely different. I can say that for sure. The message that they teach today, well, what you hear today in the music, it's nothing compared to what you heard when, you know, in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, you know? Like, it's nothing compared to, even, we can even go to the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing, the message, like, back then, the music, what I say, it was like a guide. It helped.
Oh, wow.
And when I say help, this is what I mean. Like, if we go back to TLC Waterfalls, the song Waterfalls.
Right.
What was that song about? Don't go chasing waterfalls, meaning don't go and chase all the shenanigans. Don't believe the hype. She even, they even did a whole, you know, a aid campaign, basically. Like a, you know, like, you know, guys have protection. Well, it's a sickness out there.
Well, it was just like you said, the message.
The message. They was helping. It was like a helping guy. Also, what? I can even go farther. Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac.
The message.
You know, the message was different. Yeah. He was saying, you know, this is what's going on in a black poverty neighborhood with young girls that has no guidance.
Well, can I challenge you real quick?
You could.
Because a lot of people, artists today, likes to compare themselves to Tupac. But what you are being specific about is a message. Would you say the artists of today are compared to Tupac and those artists who had messages in their songs? Like, do you think the artists of today have messages in their songs?
No. If it is a message, it's to destroy.
Okay.
I would say that.
Okay.
I think that's the whole point of it, is to destroy.
Hi, Dad. Do you want to say something?
No. I think the message is to destroy. You know, it's not to help. If you listen to it, if you listen to music, how can I be saved or helped from that? Right. If it's telling me to, you know, shake what my mom gave me, or you know, go and rob a bank, go and rob a store. That's not helpful.
And this is why I'm so happy that
that's not helpful.
And this is why I'm so happy that we kind of pillared around to this part of the conversation, because with today's music, and you are the youth, do you feel like it's an attack on the music? Knowing how powerful music is, how powerful music are, do you believe that it is an attack on music today to bring forth destruction, to maybe dumb down the people in the community? Because music, the tool of music, is so broad and big and powerful. Sometimes people could learn that they can use music to send a message and use it as a tool of destruction. So to me, the question that I'm trying to ask you, and I hope you understand what I'm saying, do you think the music now are a tool to use to destroy maybe a generation?
I'm going to tell you one thing.
What do you think about that?
And I'm going to still answer the question, but I'm going to tell you this before I answer the question. Music is so powerful, and I'm going to tell you how. If you ask one of the old heads a question, like if you ask like a father of today or something like that, not saying like all fathers have listened to Jeezy or something before. Mm-hmm. No. But if you ask, like, you know, what music did you, have you ever heard them old men say like, oh, when I grow up, I listen to Jeezy and Gucci and stuff.
Correct.
They helped me hustle and stuff like that.
Right.
That's what they taught me.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever ask an old head that, 9 out of 10, that's what they're gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Those certain artists that promoted a
hustling mentality, a like hustling, you gotta do this to take care of your family, or it's a do or die. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
So once again, does it go back to my question when I was asking, do you think now people now knowing how powerful music is, they can use music as an avenue to drive people into a certain lane, whichever way they want to go? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Especially if you don't have any guidance or a tool in between your shoulders. If you're lost in this world, anything can easily persuade you. Yeah, go do that. When you don't know no better, and, or you don't have any sense.
And then I can use the music to be that tool to help those who are unfortunately, or to those who doesn't have the right mental capacity.
Yes.
The ones who do not have guidance. So I can use this tool to do that. Like, what a mean thing that someone is doing.
But see,
to the population.
That's how they make the money, though. That's how they make the money. That's how they get a influence. That's how they get a look at all those guys over there. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. Like, we see it every day. You know, we see all the young boys. We see all the sexy reds. And I'm naming those because those are the two main popping.
I like that you said.
This can go deeper.
Well, I like that you called out two artists. You said NBA Youngboy and you said Sexy Red. Do you believe Sexy Red is a tool to be used, a tool that's being used to maybe push young girls in a certain position because of what she's speaking about? Because remember, the tool of music is powerful and it can be used to be a direction table to people. So then being from this era, being a youth, how do you feel about that? How do you feel if you have found knowledge that this music is being a tool to cause you to go into this direction? Like, does that make you feel a kind of way? What do you?
It doesn't, because I have sense. My mom and dad taught me. And I'm just being honest. This is as raw as I can say this. My mom and dad has taught me right from wrong, and still is. Don't go out there and do that. This is going to happen. The consequence behind it. You know, so when I hear it and see it, it's not going to affect me as much if it was to affect her over here who have never had a mom and dad, or even if she do, they don't talk to her and strengthen her the way that I get strengthened. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, basically, what I'm saying is, it's not going to affect me as much as it's going to affect her, because I know what's the right thing to do.
Because you feel like you have guidance.
Yes.
You have someone to maybe give you guidance, protection, compared to the other young girl who do not have stability.
Yes.
She's easily influenced.
Easily influenced. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I can sit here and listen to a whole Sexy Red song
and feel nothing.
And feel nothing because, well, hey, that's just her.
Right.
But her over here, she's going to be like, man, Sexy Red said go and do that. I'm going to go and do that.
Yeah.
Let me see how that feel. Let me see what that's going to do for me.
Because of the lack of
stability.
That's over her head, or teaching her what to do. Look, I think that is a great conversation.
Same as the men.
Babe, you want to get in this conversation? You know we have on a live podcast right now, right? What's wrong? What you need?
You want to go to the mall electronically?
Same as the boy. This is what's going on.
That's what's going on.
You know? But it's serious out here, though. You know what I mean?
This is what I wanted to say. Do you think, it's our responsibility to keep correcting the population? Like, I don't know why people want to destroy stuff. I don't understand. I don't understand. This is the part I don't understand about the world or leadership. I would think leadership would want to grow and make strong, right? But now the leadership that I'm seeing in the world is destruction, is destroying things. Because why would a leader, if I'm the leader of a country, right? I would not want things in my country that's destroying my people, because I'm a great leader. So it makes me think about our leadership. Why would you allow things that maybe things that destroy your people. I don't get that. So what do you think about that? And I hate I cut you off. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off for something that you were saying? Okay. What do you think about that? Because once again, we're back on this music thing again. We just talked about Sexy Red. What do you think about people who is allowing the destruction within the music to destroy the people? Like, when you think a leader would want to uplift and build his community, Or do you think it's just the will of freedom that people should have?
I think, honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's meant to. I think it's meant to be
destructive.
But why? That's how life is.
But why?
I know. You would think, like,
people
why
would want you the want best,
this?
Right?
You would really think people want the best. But people, like, no. I want fights. I want the riots. I want the chaos. I want the, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't really want good.
No.
If you think about it, really, they don't want good. And definitely for no one else.
Well, you know what? And that's
only a few.
But that's the sad
part
about it. That's
the sad part about it, but that's the truth. And I can even, but see.
Why live in a world? Like I don't need a dictator or being a communist country. I want to have freedom of speech and freedom of thinking.
It's not even freedom of speech.
But I do believe also some bad apples have to come out of the apple tree because it will make others bad. But I don't want to take away the freedom of speech. I don't want to take away the freedom of the will to have and to do what I want. But I do believe it also something called a cap.
You know what though?
So I want to know what you think from a youth. Like, rules are needed?
Of course. I never said that they not. Of course, you need rules. That's how you're going to keep these people intact. Mm-hmm. Who said you didn't need rules? That's crazy. But what I can say is you can't control no one. No matter how hard you go, whatever, what all you do, you can't control no one. And I'm not saying, I'm not giving it a pass to, well, you're basically saying destroy, let them. Basically, I'm not saying that, yeah, destroy. No. What you can do is only focus within yourself. Do you get what I'm saying when I say that?
Well,
I mean, like.
Like you saying, like, you can only see about your house and your house only at some point.
Because the world is going to only get worser. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't change this. No matter how many speeches you do, no matter how many programs or events or things you say.
No matter what we take away.
No matter what, all that. The world is only going to get worse. You know? So, at this point, we got to start changing the routine and the route here. I can't stop
What would be your... What would be your options of changing the route? Being a youth.
Teach my own self. This coming from a youth.
Yeah, this
coming. Teach my own self the right way. And keep listening to my mom and dad.
But once again, and I like that you said that. You know? But also, your mom and dad have to come from some kind of teacher. Once again, go back to the point what you said. A lot of people do not have that structure. A lot of people don't have that structure. So now you bumping up against people who don't have the teaching of your mom and dad like you do compared to Lil Shaniqua over there who have no one.
This is where your kindness comes in.
This is where your kindness comes in?
This is where my kindness
comes in. So how would you play that?
If I see an individual that's struggling like that, I would say, hey, this is the way. You know? Because once again, honestly, you can't change nobody.
Right.
You know? You can't. These people going to do what they want to do.
Yeah. To be honest with you.
So, at that point, you're going to take them under your wing and be like, hey, this is the way. Now, either you're going to take it or not.
To be honest with you.
You know, I hope that makes sense. I'm sorry.
No, no. It, you know why it makes sense? Because we are just in a place where we're trying to figure it out. And I think trying to figure it out, keep knocking, and the door will open. That's something that God designed for us to keep knocking, keep trying to figure it out. We may not figure it out in this time, but the quest that we're on to try to figure out solutions is better than not doing anything. To me, every time I sit in this seat of trying to figure things out, my heart goes out to leaders. Mm-hmm. Imagine being a leader of a country, a state, even a home. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem because, I mean, it's not just so much a big problem. It's a big position because now you got to make sure you making the best decision for everybody that's on under you. It's just like a father in his home. Mm-hmm. He got to make sure he look good or he protecting and making the best decision for his wife and his children. It's just like a governor. She got to make sure she's ruling her state accordingly where it can function in a godly or righteous manner, you know, so it can progress, right? Mm-hmm. So your ground can keep appealing soil so things could grow, right? So imagine a leader of a country making decisions to where the country thrives. So like I said, every day that we tackle these little issues, it makes me, my heart feel for people who's on a bigger scale trying to figure out things for a bigger amount of people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now listen, you got leaders who just evil. So they're coming from an evil place and you can kind of see the consequence of the actions of a bad leader. You can see, right? Can't you see the action of a bad leader?
Yes.
Because, you know, it's a such thing as you reap what you sow, right? So whatever you put down, you sow that. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see a destructive person because they're sowing destruction.
Right.
So, like I said.
Choose wisely.
Yeah.
Choose wisely. Who you know what? Jehovah said, guard your ears and your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He says that. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, you have to be mindful and watch what you watch, the people that you know, intake,
mm-hmm.
listen to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some parents, have you ever realized some parents be like, I don't want my child watching that.
Right.
No. Because.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. I don't want my child watching that because that's going to get in their mind and that's going to think that that's the way. No.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the young girl? She was dancing a sexy red. Did you see that? The little girls, they look like they were like
four or five.
It wasn't a daycare, I think it was. Yes. They was dancing to it.
Yeah.
Now imagine you a mom pulling up to the daycare, picking up your child. When I was in daycare, we didn't even have music. They didn't even play music.
Well, you also went to a church for a daycare, so it was totally different from a regular, probably in-home or a different kind of thing. You went to something like a, you know, like a church.
Yes, and I loved it. It was everything. So. It taught me how to pray.
Uh-huh.
Taught me how to read.
We read scriptures
every day.
Yeah.
That daycare was everything.
Okay, there you go. Think about what you're saying.
Yes.
The environment you in produced
mm-hmm.
good things. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So with that sowing into you, you reaped a great quality of view, things you think about, what you say, because of what was sowed into you. So imagine, like you said, that daycare who was singing Sexy Red. Look what was sown.
Yeah.
So what could just be produced out of that? A mess. So I think we have to really go back to what is sown, what is put into the ground of whoever you are. If it's in your home, your school, your country, your state. So what are you sowing? Because that's what you're going to reap. Once again, back to you. They sowed reading your scriptures, praying. So as you grew, you reaped this kind of great kind of outlook on life or this production out of your life. So that's very important.
And that's the sad part about it, though. If you really think about it, a lot of kids don't have that view of life. Like, every child, honestly, we're just going to be honest here. Mm-hmm. Every child life is not peaches and cream.
True.
It's not.
It's not.
Like, every child doesn't have, you know, what a, every child doesn't have what you think a regular child gonna have. Like, those kids in Beverly Hills and stuff.
Even different from the way we grew up.
The way we grew up. You know what I'm saying? Every child don't, you know, some children don't even have a bed to sleep on.
What was Pop's favorite line? Pop line was, why the rich folks drive in Benz, I'm trying to survive in Friends. So what he was doing, he was drawing a correlation of different background ethnicities and growing up. Now,
he also said he got money for wars but can't keep poor.
What? Well, that too. And once again, he was showing the difference of different lifestyles. And when you live like this, this is what it is. When you live like this, this is what it is. So, could that be solved? Is that something that we could fix? Could it be fixed? Coming from the youth, because you got to remember, you are going to be the next person that take on the next leg of this race. So could it be fixed? What solutions could you bring to the table to say, hey, let's try this? Because at this point, that's what it's about. We're back in that era where we need new inventions and new ideas.
It so. Could be, but under one circumstance. Mm-hmm. If we get out of our trouble.
Mm.
You won't believe it, but kids as early as 10 got trauma.
Right. Oh, wow.
Like, you too young for that. Yeah. But it's sad because it's like, this is what they went through.
Yeah.
So they ain't got no choice but to be like, man, when I was little, this happened to me and I'm just angry.
Right.
So it's like, if we can get out of that trauma, honestly, this ain't even just for the youth. Mm-hmm. But we ain't even gonna get on the grown people though. We not gonna talk about that. But kids are starting off so early in trauma already. Didn't even hit 20. So it's gonna always be a struggle for us because we still talking about something that happened to us when we was 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And see, wait, I'm saying, I'm not excluding the, so you're trying to put my pain, so you saying you don't care about my pain? No, I'm not saying that. I'm so mm-hmm. sorry that happened to you. But at one point in age in your life, you're going to have to move on. Mm. You're going to have to move on, and you're going to mm-hmm. have to walk in something new and be like, that's behind me.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, or you're going to find yourself forever struggling.
That's true.
Honestly.
But do you think, and we got 8 minutes, and this has been a great conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, but we've talked an hour, and I want you to come back to be my special guest again, because I think this conversation can go many places.
Yes, very deep.
But I like what you said before you started that, because what you're saying is so good, and I hate to cut you off, but I heard you say something about identity. We need to figure out who we are.
Oh, yeah.
And that helped, that would maybe help some of moving forth. And so I like that. And I don't want to go too far. I want to leave that there, because maybe we can pick up this conversation next time. And we can pick up this conversation next time. But I like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Identity, knowing who you are, maybe can help move forth a person in their trauma. And I like that. And I don't want to go any farther. I want to leave that there. So next time the people can hear us and come back and be part two. Would you come back and have a part two?
Why wouldn't I?
With this conversation with me?
Yes. Coming from a youth, it needs to be heard.
Yes.
You got to hear from what's going on in your mind.
I really like this. I think this is going to be good. Before we go, because I want to stop it there. I don't want to give them too much. You're so good. But do you want to say some last things to the people? And you did commit that you will come back, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have some last words to say before we leave out?
I do. I want to say, it is okay if you're not okay. That's all. Let that marinate. It is okay if you're not okay. Even though that might be self-explanatory, you know, people might get that. But I'm saying, I'm telling you, it is okay if you're not okay. It's not bad that you're not okay. It's going to be all right.
Wow.
It was very simple and plain.
Oh, I like that, though. I like to on a simple,
yeah, it's simple
and easy note. It is note.
Okay if you're not okay. Seriously.
Okay.
Because people think, like, I'm not okay. This is not right. No, it is right. Some days I don't be okay. And that's okay.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I'm not going to say your name. But you promised me you will do a part two with me. So thank you so much for being my guest. This is one thing that I always wanted to do. Have conversations, whether it's the youth, the older generation, whoever, we need to have a conversation. And if you are an avid listener for the Miss Teal and Robin show, you know this is something we like to do. Have the conversation. Listen, check us out on all the platforms. You can go to Instagram, Facebook, also on YouTube under the Miss Teal and Robin show. And we'll see you next time. Do you want to leave out with a little music?
Sure.
See y'all next time. Bye.